بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل رواه أبو داود رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Dear respected friends, if we take a glass of water, full glass of water, and we just drop inside there one small drop of black dye, one small drop of black dye, what's going to happen? All the water in that glass will be affected. All the water in that glass will be affected. Take the example of a watermelon. We have a ripe watermelon and we have one which has not ripened yet. It has not reached the time to eat and cut it and eat it yet. You put that unripe watermelon next to the ripe watermelon and very, very soon, due to the ripe watermelon, the one that's not ripe, it will become ripe as well. An animal, which is not a wildlife animal, it's not a wild animal, it's a more tamed, sensible animal, but you put that sensible animal in a cage or in the company of a wild animal, after a short while, that tamed animal will also become wild as well. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not sit on an animal or on a conveyance, even on a motorbike or on a camel. Do not sit on a conveyance, and as you sit down, do not sit on donkey skin. If I remember, or do not sit on leopard skin. He says, do not sit on leopard skin. Now, why is it haram and why should we not sit on there? Why is it not permissible? There are many, many reasons. Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, one of the reasons why it's not permissible for a Muslim as he rides to sit on a leopard skin, he says, because a leopard is a wildlife animal. And although the leopard may have died, after the leopard died, we skin the animal, and then we tan the animal, we done the whole dibaghah, and after tanning that skin, although that skin is pure now, it's not napak anymore, but he says still, because that skin belongs to a wild animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want that wild qualities come into human beings. Wild qualities come into Muslims. That's why it's not permissible for us. The point I am trying to make, my dear friends, a non-living item like water, if liquid can take effect from other liquid, if one fruit can take effect from another fruit, if a human being can take effect from the skin of a dead animal, then cannot one human being take effect from another human being? Cannot one human being take effect from another human being? Of course it can. Of course, by sitting in the company of a sensible person, then a person will automatically become sensible. By sitting in the company of those people who smoke, then very, very soon this newcomer, he will also become a smoker as well. By sitting in the company of those people who swear occasionally, then the newcomer will also start swearing as well. And example after example after example we can give, my dear friends. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his ahadith, from his teachings, from the Quran, Much emphasis has been given on a Muslim adopting good company, adopting pious company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, O those who have bought iman, yani every single one of us, Allah is addressing you and I, and He says, ittaqullah. Adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and stay in the company of the pious people. Stay in the company of the pious people. The sheikh of my sheikh, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, he used to say that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like right now in the first rakat of the Fajr prayer, we heard the verses where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. So Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Muslims the order of ittaqullah, because it does seem a bit difficult, because ittaqullah means clean your life from all sins and become God-fearing, it seems a bit difficult, but Allah ta'ala is so merciful that after ordering us to adopt taqwa, in the same sentence, Allah gives us an easy way of adopting taqwa as well. He tells us, He teaches us the method that if you want to adopt taqwa, follow this forward instruction as well, and then taqwa will come into your lives. So, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you talk, then be righteous in your speech. When you talk, then be righteous in your speech. If you be righteous in your speech, you will become a muttaqi. So similarly, in the verse that I've recited, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, it means that, O believers, adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're finding it difficult to adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then stay in the company of the righteous people. Stay in the company of those who are already muttaqi. Slowly, taqwa will also come into your lives as well. Slowly, taqwa will also come into your lives as well. Shaykh Sa'adi rahmatullahi alayhi, you know, he has some very, very ajeeb and very, very interesting stories. And from his life experiences, he would put much poetry together. Shaykh Sa'adi rahmatullahi alayhi. So once he says that I was sitting and I saw some mud nearby me, and that mud had the smell of mush coming out from it. It had the smell of musk coming out from it. It had a very, very strong smell coming out of it. So then Shaykh Sa'adi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, now he's making the story interesting. So he says, so I addressed that piece of mud, and I said, you're a piece of mud, your soil, your dirt. How come such a nice smell is coming out of you? Has somebody dipped you in some perfume or something? Why is such a nice smell coming out of you? So he said, the mud spoke back to me. And the mud said that, no, I have not been dipped anywhere. All that happened was that I used to live next to a plant. I used to live next to a flower. And as that flower grew every day, after a while it got taller and taller, and it reached out to one side. Like what happens to a normal flower, it gets higher and higher, and then it reaches out to one side, it leans on one side. So he said that before whoever picked me up and moved me from there, I was fortunate to be underneath that flower when it was leaning down on one side. And because of the company of that flower, the flower didn't touch me. The flower didn't touch me. It was just leaning down on top of me. But because of the company of that flower, the smell also came into me as well. The smell also came into me as well. After his conversation with the mud, Shaykh Sa'adi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Sohbate salih tura salih kunad, Sohbate talih tura talih kunad. From there he deduced a mas'ala. And he said, the mas'ala is, I have reached this conclusion, that the company of the pious people will make you pious as well, and the company of the evil people will make you evil as well. That's how important, my dear friends, right company, good company is for one of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining with another example how company can affect you, he says, the example of good company is like a person who goes to the itar shop. I have a friend, he owns an itar shop. So I went to the itar shop just to visit him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person, when he went to the itar shop, one of two things will happen. One of three things will happen. He says, if he's got a good friend, the friend will give him a hadiah. He will give him a perfume in hadiah. So he said, look, this visitor, he benefited from his visit. He said, or if he's not generous enough to give the whole itar, he will at least open up a tester and put some on his hand. So he says, look, the person who went to visit, he benefited somehow as well, and he will come out with a smell. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if he doesn't give him a gift, or he doesn't even put a tester on, at least because he went into the company of all of these itars in the shop, naturally, as soon as he leaves the shop and he goes into another environment, the next person will be able to smell some perfume on him. So he says, this is the example of good company, that when you go into good company, you will either come back with a lot of benefit, or with some small sort of benefit, but most definitely, something will rub off onto you. When the visitor went, he never received the itar in a gift, he never got any itar on his hand, he never knew that itar is naturally coming onto me. But as he went, ask the next person who met him. Straight away he will say that I can smell so much itar on you. He smells, well, no, I haven't put no itar on, but naturally that environment rubbed off onto him. So naturally when you go into the company of good people, sensible people, muttaqeen, those people who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama'i kiram, your teachers, your imams, when you go into their company, automatically, without you knowing, some sort of goodness will rub onto you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of bad company is like that person who goes to visit a blacksmith. He goes to visit a blacksmith. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he is not careful, then his clothes will also get burnt in the fire as well. His clothes will somehow reach near the furnace and they will also get burnt as well. And if he is good enough, if he is lucky enough to look after his clothes, then because of the dirt and the smoke in that area, then his clothes will become dirty. His clothes will become dirty. And if he is extremely careful and he doesn't let his clothes become dirty, when he leaves that environment, he will be smelling of smoke. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you go into bad company, if you are not careful, then very, very soon and very, very easily, the evil will rub off onto you as well. I have five friends and we play basketball together. So we went to play basketball. Now I pray namaz, but they don't pray namaz. Zuhr time, I said to them, come brothers, it's namaz time, let's go and pray namaz. We're just opposite the masjid, wuzu khana, we can do wuzu, we'll pray namaz, we'll come back again. They said, no. So I found it a bit strange, but I said, no, but my Allah is calling me, I need to go. Asr, I said, there's no point in me telling them, they're not going to come anyway, so I came. Maghrib, I started thinking to myself, what's the point? They're not praying, nothing's happening to them. And what's the point of me praying as well? You know, all the time I have to tell them that, okay, don't count me in the team because I'm going to pray namaz now. What's the point of going through all this trouble? So look, it took two namazes, but this bad company stopped this person from being a musalli. It stopped this person from being a musalli. I've got my five friends. I don't smoke. And I've never tried it as well. And I never have the intention to do it as well. But all five of them, they smoke. And every time they smoke, they offer me as well. They say, come on, just try it once. Why are you being such a loser for? Why are you being so weak for? Just try it. No one's going to find out anyway. No one's looking anyway. No one will see you. Don't worry. We don't even know your dad or your mom anyway. We're not going to tell them. Just try it. I said, no, don't be silly. I don't want to do this. This is not what sensible people do. So I didn't take it. The next time they had a round, now I started scratching my head. You know, if I just try it, there's no harm if I try it. I'll try it once. I've never tried it in my whole life. I'll try it once. I'm not going to become addicted to it. Then I said, no. My father's always told me from the first day, I better do whatever you want, but just don't pick up the smoking habit. So I'm not going to break his trust. But the next time they have a round, they say, what's the point of going through all this battle of the mind? the war of the mind. Let me just try it once. What's the most is going to happen? Tried it once, I coughed as well. I found it so difficult, I coughed as well. I said, oh, take it back, I don't want it. And the fourth time, I thought to myself, I'm so weak. I can't even take one, two puffs. I have to, let me just get a bit brave. Let me just try it once, twice. And next thing you know, I've become addicted to smoking. And then because of my smoking addiction, now I start stealing as well, so I can feed my addiction. And then smoking becomes too normal for me afterwards. All my friends are taking drugs as well. They're smoking drugs as well. So now I start thinking as well that, let me just try it once. What's the big deal? I'll try it once, and I'm not going home till about 5 hours anyway. So I'll calm down before I go home anyway. So look, that one bad company, and I didn't even have the intention of doing anything bad. I was just joining them to play basketball. But look, that one bad company, my dear friends, look from where to where to where it takes me. My friends, they all listen to music, but I don't listen to music. But now we're going out to eat. I sit in the car with them. They're on the music. I say, no, please off the music. You know, I don't listen to music. It feels very strange for me as well. Please off it. Once they listen to me, two times they listen to me. After that, they're going to tell me straight that you either leave the car or you either listen to the music. So now I start listening to the music as well. And my dear friends, we can sit here all the way till Zohar, and we can keep on giving examples. Keep on giving examples of how bad company can also turn you into a very, very bad person as well. Majority of us, if we've made a mistake in our lives, ask ourselves, ponder over that mistake. Ask yourselves that, you know, the last 2 years have been very, very bad. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the tawfiq to do tawbah. But ask yourself that when you were sinful for those 2 years, how did those sins start off? Because my friend, he used to say to me, come and log into that chat room as well. Come for a little while, you know, just look at our conversation. So I started going on there as well. And from there, that one door was the door of evil for me. Look where I ended up. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look how serious this hadith is, my dear friends. It explains to us how much friendship can affect our deen, our religiousness. He says, Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi. Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi. A person follows the deen of his friend. A person follows the same deen as his friend. He didn't just say follows the same habits or follows the same a'mal. Look at the word he uses over here. A friend, he follows the deen of his friend. Yani, the way your company will be, that will be the state of your deen as well. That will be the state of your religiousness as well. If you want to know that, you know, such and such person who comes to the masjid, what kind of person is he? Easy. Just look at his friends. Look at his friend circle, straight away you will find out how pious this person is. Because a pious person would never ever feel comfortable with those people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I befriend somebody who is openly disobeying my best friend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If somebody insults my father, I will never want to talk to him again. I will say, how can I be seen laughing and joking around with that same person who insulted my father yesterday after Taraweeh? I will say this. I will not want to talk to him. If he comes to me, I will say, no. Until you don't ask forgiveness from my father, I'm not going to talk to you. I have so much love for my father, and that same person who disobeys my Allah, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so openly, I do not care. I laugh around with him, I joke around with him, I spend hours talking to him, conversing with him, I go out with him as well, and he is openly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how I have just betrayed my best friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is saying that Allah is the best friend of the believers. Allah is the close friend of the believers. That Allah, do you know how much Allah loves us, my dear friends? Ajeeb. How much does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shaykhul Islam, Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that, O human being, shame on you. He used to say, O human being, shame on you. You should be disgraced over yourself. That same Allah, That same Allah who broke up his friendship with his very, very close friend because of you. That same Allah who broke up his friendship because of you, today you are there. Today you are pleasing that same person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke his friendship for your sake. What does that mean? He elaborates. He says, Shaytan was a very, very close friend of Allah. Shaytan was a very, very close friend of Allah. Some ulama have said to this extent that there is not a single space in the heavens where Shaytan did not prostrate to Allah ta'ala. You tell me if you can say that every single musalla in Darul Salam, I've done sajda on that musalla. You haven't. Shaytan did not leave a single space in the skies wherein he did not do sajda to Allah Ta'ala. Imagine how much he worship he did of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But when Allah Ta'ala told him to prostrate to our father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala ordered Shaytan to prostrate to a human being, us, Shaytan said no. Allah Ta'ala loves the human being so much. Allah loved our forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam so much that because of one mistake of Shaytan, Allah Ta'ala broke his friendship with him. Allah broke his friendship, and not for a temporary time. Allah said, forever now you and I will not be friends. Forever you and I will not be friends. So that same Shaytan who was one of the best friends of Allah, Allah broke his friendship with him for mine and your sake. Allah did so much for us, and now today we are pleasing that same Shaytan and aiding Shaytan and assisting Shaytan in his efforts to disgrace our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah says, shame on you, insan. Shame on you, insan. You have not realized how much Allah ta'ala has done for you, and here you are pleasing your Shaytan. Pleasing this Shaytan. So my dear friends, I don't know how we sprung to this point, but anyway, our main gist of today's conversation is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person is on the deen of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرُ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Every single one of you should be very, very particular with regards who he takes as his friend, who he chooses as his company. Each and every single one of us should be very, very particular. My dear friends, Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us. Look around us, so many pious people Allah has kept around us. We will not have this excuse to say to Allah that, oh Allah, I never, there was nobody who I liked or nobody I was compatible with. Allah Ta'ala has kept so many pious people in the vicinity of the masjid, inside the masjid, so many ulama kiram. Take someone good as your friend, you will also become like them as well. Take somebody as your friend, you will also become like them as well. Look at so many youngsters sitting over here. So many youngsters sitting over here. I ask them that, are you in alim class? He says no. Are you hifz class over here? He says no. And then I understand that acha, because he comes to our masjid often and he benefits from the ulama kiram, look, he also looks like an alim as well. Alim jaisa lagta hai. Alim to nahi hai, lekin alim jaisa lagta hai. Why? Because of his good company. So my dear friends, good company is extremely important. Whoever has failed in this worldly life, my dear friends, is because of his friends. I have seen elderly men, 40, 50 years old, even then when they get into evil friendship, they end up spoiling their whole families, their lifestyles, their wives don't want to live with them anymore, their children don't want to live with them anymore. Where did it all start from? Their bad company, evil company. So my dear friends, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you have a choice of staying alone and good company, then go into good company. Shall I stay alone or shall I go into good company? Then good company will benefit you more than staying alone. Because idle mind is Shaitan's workshop. When you're alone, Shaitan will come and make you commit some sort of sin. But if you have a choice of good company and bad company, then obviously go for the good company. But if you have a choice, shall I stay alone or shall I go out with my friends, and you've got evil friends, you've got evil company, then you'd rather stay alone than go into that evil company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand. And may Allah ta'ala grant us all good friends and keep us with the company of the pious people, especially the ulama kiram, the mashayikh idam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay pious like this till our last moments. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We'll conclude our program with the dua. MashaAllah, many brothers stayed here the whole night. It was a very pleasant stay. I felt so happy to spend time with you. Young people like yourselves, Allah ta'ala knows that, look, these young boys, they had every avenue to sin. They could have gone out elsewhere. They could have enjoyed themselves somewhere else. They could have gone on the internet somewhere, on their phone somewhere, and gone into all sorts of sins. All these doors of sins they had in front of them, but they chose the house of Allah Ta'ala and decided to spend the whole night there. You don't know how valuable you people are in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And I feel so honored today that Allah gave me the chance to spend time with you lot as well. May Allah Ta'ala accept our stay and give us the tawfiq again and again and again. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا إليك ربنا فحببنا وفي أنفسنا لك ربنا فذللنا وفي أعين الناس فعظمنا ومن سيء الأخلاق فجنبنا وعلى صالح الأعمال فقومنا وعلى الأعداء أعدائك أعداء الإسلام فانصرنا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا أبدا اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا أرحم الراحمين Oh the most merciful of merciful ones Oh Allah have mercy upon us Oh Allah shower us in your mercy Oh Allah throughout the month of Ramadan Oh Allah shower us in your mercy Oh Allah if you do not show mercy to us then, oh Allah, where will we go to find mercy? Oh Allah, if the most merciful of merciful ones will not show mercy to us, then, oh Allah, who will show mercy to us? Oh Allah, we have started the ashara of maghfirah. Oh Allah, shower your maghfirah upon us. Oh Allah, forgive us our sins. Oh Allah, we have sinned in neglect. Oh Allah, we have sinned out of ignorance. Oh Allah Ta'ala, forgive us our sins. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to do sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, whatever sins we have done in the past, oh Allah, forgive those sins. Oh Allah, many of us, we are weak. Oh Allah, we are still engaged in sins as we speak. Oh Allah Ta'ala, free us from these sins. Oh Allah, free us from these sins. Oh Allah, many of us are still making haram transactions. Oh, many of us, oh Allah, we are still in haram relationships. Oh Allah, many of us, as we sit here, oh Allah, we are so weak. We have still got some plans to sin. Oh Allah Ta'ala, grant us himma. Oh Allah, grant us courage. Oh Allah, grant us the courage and the tawfiq to leave these sins. Oh Allah, whatever sins we have done publicly, oh Allah, whatever sins we have done privately, oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, whatever sins we have done knowingly, or whatever sins we have done unknowingly, oh Allah, whatever we have done intentionally or unintentionally, oh Allah, you are aware of all of these sins. Oh Allah, forgive us from these sins. Oh Allah, forgive our parents. Oh Allah, forgive our family members. Oh Allah, forgive the whole Muslim ummah. Oh Allah, forgive the whole Muslim ummah. Oh Allah, do not let the month of Ramadan go by without you forgiving every single person from the Muslim Ummah. Oh Allah, the non-Muslims as well. Oh Allah, grant them Hidayah. Oh Allah, grant them Hidayah. Oh Allah, grant them Hidayah. Oh Allah, enter them into the beautiful fold of Islam. And oh Allah, those of us who have already entered into the fold of Islam, oh Allah, grant us Husna Khatima. Oh Allah, grant us Husna Khatima. Oh Allah, when it is that time to leave this world, oh Allah, grant us the kalima on our tongues. Oh Allah, grant us the kalima on our tongues. Oh Allah, grant us death in the state of wuzu. Oh Allah, grant us the death of Medina Munawwara. Oh Allah, grant us the qabr in Jannatul Baqi. Oh Allah, take our soul away when you are most happy with us. Oh Allah, take our souls away when you are most happy with us. Oh Allah, in the state of wuzu, in the state of namaz. Oh Allah, in sajda, in prostration to you. Oh Allah, grant us a pious death. Oh Allah, we have learned that the way we die, we will be resurrected again. Oh Allah, do not let it be that we die in the state of sin. Oh Allah, do not let it be that we die in the state of sin. Oh Allah, how difficult will it be to be resurrected in front of the whole of humanity? And oh Allah, due to our sins, oh Allah, due to our sinful ways, oh Allah, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also feel disgrace. Oh Allah, save us from that day. Oh Allah, save us from the disgrace of that day. إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ. Oh Allah, you tell us in the Quran that whoever you enter into the fire of Jahannam, you have most definitely disgraced that person. Oh Allah, save us from that disgrace. Oh Allah, save us from that disgrace. Oh Allah, before that last time comes that we breathe our last, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to mend our ways. Oh Allah, grant us your connection. Oh Allah, grant us strength on your deen. Oh Allah, grant us strength on your deen. Grant us istiqamat on your deen. Oh Allah, how difficult will that time be? But oh Allah, our ruh will be taken away. People will be rushing us to hospital. Oh Allah, people will be giving us our ghusl. Oh Allah, people will be praying our janaza namaz over us. Oh Allah, people will be lowering us into the grave. Oh Allah, people will be thinking that he was a very, very pious person. But oh Allah, as we get into the qabr and the su'als will start, the questions will start. Oh Allah, due to our sinful life, we won't be able to answer properly. And oh Allah, then the qabr of us, the punishment of the grave will start. Oh Allah, before that difficult time comes, oh Allah, before we have to face that difficult scene, oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to change our ways. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to change our ways. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to change our ways. Oh Allah, we come to the masjid. Oh Allah, we grow beards. Oh Allah, we wear jubbas. But oh Allah, when we are alone, oh Allah, we are so weak, we end up sinning. Oh Allah, we commit all sorts of sins. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to fear you when we are alone as well. Oh Allah, give us your consciousness when we are alone as well. Oh Allah, grant us hidayah. And oh Allah, after granting us hidayah, oh Allah, do not deprive us of this hidayah. Oh Allah, grant hidayah to the many, many Muslims. Oh Allah, in Toronto, in Canada, Allah, all around the world. Oh Allah, there are many, many youngsters today. They are so far from you. Oh Allah, they are so disconnected from you that, oh Allah, the day of Ramadan comes, but yet they do not start the day with a fast. Oh Allah, many of them, they start fasting, but they are so weak, they end up breaking their fast. Oh Allah, grant them hidayah. Oh Allah, give them the tawfiq to come to your beautiful house and reconnect to you. Oh Allah, give them the tawfiq to perform sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, give them the tawfiq to perform sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to do the work of da'wah as well. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to Allah call people towards you. Oh Allah, help people reconnect with you. Oh Allah, many, many people are facing difficulties. Oh Allah, many of us are going through problems in our lives. Somebody is facing difficulty with regards their rizq. Somebody is facing difficulty with regards their house. Somebody is facing difficulty with regards their family members. Oh Allah, you are aware of our difficulties more than us. Oh Allah, you know our needs more than us. Oh Allah, fulfill our needs for us. Oh Allah, fulfill our needs for us. Oh Allah, solve our problems for us. Oh Allah, solve our problems for us. Oh Allah, many, many youngsters, they are trying their hardest to save themselves from sin. And oh Allah, many of them are ready to get married as well. Oh Allah, grant them pious spouses. Oh Allah, grant them pious spouse. Oh Allah, grant them pious spouse. Oh Allah, many, many youngsters, they have got married now. But Allah, they have been trying for children as well. Oh Allah, till now they have not received children. Oh Allah, grant them pious offspring if it is khair for them. Oh Allah, if it is khair for them, grant them pious offspring. Oh Allah, whichever one of us already have children, oh Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Oh Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to do the proper tarbiyah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to grant them the right knowledge. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to teach them the true manners and the true etiquettes and the true adab. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to be good parents. Oh Allah, many, many Muslims are suffering around the world. Oh Allah, many, many Muslims have become victims of oppression, victims of injustice. Oh Allah, many men have lost their families. Oh Allah, many, many wives have lost their husbands. Oh Allah, many, many children have lost their parents. Oh Allah, they are going through all sorts of difficulty. Oh Allah, they are picking up pieces of bread from the floor because they cannot find anything to eat. Many of them, oh Allah, they are eating stones to fill their hunger. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, relieve them from their difficulties. Oh Allah, shower them in your mercy. Oh Allah, cover them in your mercy. And oh Allah, us in the West, oh Allah, you have granted us all sorts of bounties. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to do shukr of these bounties. Oh Allah, make us grateful servants. Oh Allah, do not make us from those who enjoy your bounties and then use these bounties to disobey you. Oh Allah, we eat so much and then, oh Allah, do not make us from these people who use this energy to disobey you. Oh Allah, do not make us from those who use this wealth to disobey you. Oh Allah, make us from your grateful servants. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to spend more in your path. Oh Allah, whatever we spend, oh Allah, accept that from us. And oh Allah, wherever we are sending our sadqa and our zakat to, oh Allah, let it get to the right avenues. And oh Allah, make it very, very beneficial for the poor people and those who are in need. Oh Allah, whatever we have asked for, oh Allah, grant it to us. Oh Allah, whatever we have, oh Allah, whatever we were unable to ask for, but we should have asked from you. Oh Allah, you are aware of all of these. Oh Allah, grant it to us as well. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you all those good things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And oh Allah, we seek refuge from you from all those evils that Rasulullah sallallahu عليه وسلم has sought refuge from you. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Oh Allah, these youngsters who have spent the whole night in your house, oh Allah, they have been here from the time of Isha. Oh Allah, some of them had to go and fulfill the needs, and oh Allah, they came back to your house again. Oh Allah, some of them could not be here tonight, but oh Allah, they wanted to be here. Oh Allah, accept all of these youngsters. Oh Allah, accept everybody who participated in the program. Oh Allah, grant grant them the gift of taqwa. O Allah, grant them the bounty of taqwa. O Allah, decorate their lives with taqwa. O Allah, preserve their iman, safeguard the iman. O Allah, take work from these youngsters. O Allah, accept them for the khidmat of your deen. O Allah, accept these youngsters for the khidmat of your deen. O Allah, for many, many years to come in the West and many, many generations to come, O Allah, preserve the iman of our children. O Allah, preserve the iman of our children. O Allah, safeguard the iman of our children. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Inshallah, Friday as well. Friday night after Isha, there are many, many more youngsters here today in Fajr who weren't in the program yesterday. So inshallah, make an intention that Friday, Saturdays you are all off anyway. So Friday after Isha, you will spend your time here in the masjid inshallah. We will try to do all sorts of activities for you, try and make it very, very beneficial for you, make it fun for you as well. So take out some time inshallah. You've got a few days to plan ahead as well and try to be here Friday night to Saturday morning Fajr inshallah. Also, if anybody wants to ask any questions, I am here. Fajr, Asr, we are here. All the namazes, I am here as well. Whenever you want to come, don't feel shy. Come inshallah. We'll try our hardest to guide you as well. If you feel shy in asking, then they will put boxes outside in the passageway as well. You write your question and post it in the box, and inshallah we'll answer it for you as well. Don't let any doubts with regards Islam, any doubts with regards deen, don't let anything stay in your mind. Because shaitan will not tell you that become a kafir or leave Islam, but shaitan will put doubts in your mind. Shaitan will plant doubts in your mind, and that doubt, na'udhu billah, could really badly affect your iman. So do not let any doubts stay with regards to your deen. Clear these doubts from your mind. MashaAllah, you've got many, many ulama. Seek guidance from them. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Spread the word as well, inshallah. Whoever you see from here to Friday, spread the word, talk to them. One person comes unto deen because of you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so Ali radiallahu anhu, لَأَيْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ. حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ means red horses. And they were the most valuable and expensive commodity anybody could have in those days. So that means Allah Ta'ala is saying to you that, O Ibrahim, O Abdullah, O Zubair, O Imtiaz, if because of you one person comes unto deen, it's better for you than having a brand new Mercedes or a brand new BMW or the most expensive house in Toronto. Even better than all of that is that one person connects to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because of you. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.